What's up, guys? This is Tree J's. Tree J's podcast coming here at you at 1:08 in the morning. I'm coming at you guys with this question. How do you deal with not having that significant other around you anymore? Or how would you deal with it? I'm not talking about it physically. I'm talking about it spiritually, mentally. Think about it. Throughout your whole entire life, not being able to hold them, kiss them, or even call them your significant other. And if you do, if you're that person that still has a significant other, that's good for you. But I'm just saying, put yourself in the people that are in that situation. What would you guys do? Yeah, because, I mean, for me, I tend to bury it. I get over it. I'm over it. It's just sometimes, you know, I know we all get to that point where we just all of a sudden just think about them and start, or something that, you know, brings it up, you know, in one way or another. It's like the energy in the universe. But my way of dealing with this is not thinking about it at all. And it's not a good thing, nor is it a bad thing. But what else can we do? That's my motto. Not motto, but, you know, my way of looking at it. Even if they did me dirty, it's still there. The feeling's still there. But I want to know from my audience, whoever's listening. And I appreciate you listening. I want to know, how do you deal with it? Do you tend to just do what I do and just bury it down? Do you write it out in notes? Do you sing about it? Do you work out about it? Like, how do you deal with it besides physical? I just said work out. That's my bad. But besides physical, how do you deal? Let me know in the comments. This is Tree J coming at you at 1:10 in the morning. Thank you.